This is the Retirement Coffee Talk podcast, a look at the financial issues facing investors and those getting ready for retirement. And now, founder and CEO of Zinnia Wealth Management, Charisse Rivers, and co-host Randy Cook.
Charisse Rivers here with Retirement Coffee Talk, home of Zinnia Wealth Management. And we are here at the inn at Spanish Bay, Pebble Beach, and we are getting ready for the Players Cup tournament. And I have a special guest here. Yes, three-time NBA championship. I can't even tell you all the things that he's done, but let's talk about Celtics, Miami Heat, my home base. Yeah, 76ers, you name it. So I want to introduce wonderful, legendary Bruce Bowen.
Well, thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. I don't know if it's ever been quite like that, but I appreciate it, especially in this old age.
Yeah. Hey, this is what you get when women interview you.
I like it. Yes. So this is going to be great.
It's going to be fun.
There it is. No pressure.
You know, besides, you know, championships and everything else, you know, you were named Iron Man through, you know, Sports Illustrated. You're an analyst through ESPN still.
Thought I saw you the other day.
Wasn't sure it was a late night rerun.
I said, oh boy, is he still there? What is he doing here if he's still there? No, I am.
Very good. So you're still, you know, you retired.
Yes.
And so I call this the encore career for my clients. I retire, I'm doing something, and they're doing something else that they just said, hey, this is fun too. So talk to me about life after retirement.
I'll say this because, you know, being retired at 40, That's more oxymoronish. You know, people are still working at 40. So I got a chance to start life, have another life after 40. So for me, it's been so informative. It's been a situation where you learn even more about yourself because it's no longer about the I'm better than you and I'm going to go show you out there how good I am. Mm-hmm. I got a chance to really observe a lot of different things that go on in life and with people who are the workers of life. And so it's been a great transition as far as going right into being an ambassador with the NBA, doing things with ESPN. I love it, but I've had that situation where you realize that you're no longer the best in something. And sometimes for us men, that is a very hard pill to swallow. Yeah. So that's where I am right now.
Yeah. I watched the Michael Jordan movie, and I was like, a couple of people that are here said, you remind me of that story, Charisse. You know, it's so funny. But yeah, just the, you know, you have this, you know, you have all this passion, and you're excited, and you're making money, and you're getting all this attention, and then we go to, you know, retirement. And I tell folks all the time, life after the 401k, you know, don't trade the stress of working for the stress of retirement. So now it sounds like you're kind of just smooth sailing, doing some of the passions and some of the things you love most.
I had to understand that early on, but I knew basketball wasn't going to last forever. You know, my brother, I've been fortunate to be around some solid individuals in my life. And I say solid individuals doesn't mean that they've accomplished some of the materialistic things, but they have lived life and they've seen what goes on in life. And so I always had that understanding. I needed something to fall back on because basketball was going to last forever.
Right.
And so to still be attached to NBA, I mean, that's only the right thing, I believe, because I played in the league for 12, 13 years, and why wouldn't I still be affiliated with it? So now I get a different view as far as being able to go around the world and talk about basketball at its grassroots level, talk about the importance of education, mm-hmm. talk about the importance of what the sport, whatever sport it is that a child is pursuing, how it can truly impact your world and change your life.
Right.
A basketball allowed me to go all over the world. A basketball allowed me to get an education for free, parents, for free. So I say that from the standpoint that if your child is passionate about something, don't try to make it your passion. Feed their passion and support them. Yes, that might mean you are sitting in the gym for 6 hours on the weekends. Mm-hmm. No one wants to do that. But if that's what your child's passion is, let's try our best to really enhance what they're doing as far as the things that they want to do.
Sure.
And on the flip side, it is still our job as parents to make sure that they understand that this is not all it is. My grandfather used to tell me all the time, he worked for the San Francisco Water Department. He'd say, grandson, you got to get your education. And when I got a when I signed my letter of intent to go to Cal State Fullerton, he was like, that is fantastic. You got to get your education. And I said, yeah, I know, Papa. I understand. He said, because you might break your knee. And I'm like, whoa, wait, why you got to say break my knee? You know, but he was just trying to make sure I understood that if you use your brain, that is going to be a lot easier than you using the brawn. So that was one of my biggest deals. And so I graduated and I have something to fall back on. I'm a PR major, so communications is my thing.
Got
and
this.
And let's just go with it.
Got it. Good. Now, you told me when you're walking in, you have four boys.
Ooh,
that, I know that keeps you busy. And I have a 6-year-old and 11-year-old.
Oh, nice.
And so my daughter picked up a basketball when she was 10 for the first time, and she was doing... she wasn't missing shots. I played horse with her, and I was like, she whooped me. So she had this natural talent. And so I did a dance background, and she wanted to do that at first. I'm like, no, do what you want. And, you know, she's in middle school now, and she's having a tough time because, you know, she's a little thicker than the other girls who are a little thinner and that kind of stuff. And, you know, I know you are the informal ambassador for children of obesity.
Right.
So, and my daughter's name's Ella. What could you tell her to say, you know what, let's not worry about all the noise and just move forward and be you.
Be you. You know, first of all, Ella, you are a beautiful individual. Don't worry about what others have to say. If we worry about what others are saying, then we're never going to accomplish the goals that are set forth before us. So you just keep working hard. You keep on doing what you're doing. And if they continue to look at you and say certain things to you, it's because they want to be you.
Yes.
You have a light inside of you that shines, and it shines to everyone. And sometimes people want to take some of that shininess that you have in you, and they want to apply it to themselves. So it's about the work. It's about working hard and doing little things. I think it's great when kids show some type of interest in something. A lot of times parents are like, well, I want them to choose what they want to do, and I'm going to let them do it. Those are lazy parents. See, lazy parents allow the child to do it. See, the child doesn't know any better. The child hasn't been here as long as a parent has.
Right.
So why would you divert and give something to the child to make decisions on? So I say support Ellen and what she's doing and tell her, you know, shake them haters off. Now, Beyonce got a lot of songs for that kind of stuff. So let's go ahead and put some of that music to test, too. We got to utilize that. Any and everything we can do to help our kids, that's what it's about.
That's exactly what I told her. Just haters, just let them hate away.
Oh, man, they're there, and they're going to continue to be there. And so I like doing these little deals on Peloton. I'm out there riding on there, and I'm giving motivational things to people. Hey, world, let's make sure we attack this week just like we're attacking this Peloton. Things like that. And I showed my wife something that someone wrote the other day. It was someone that had nothing nice to say, and she was amazed. Now, I've been dealing with this from my days of basketball. I mean, I'll go into Phoenix. I got to get security because, you know, we did such wonderful things in Phoenix that Spurs fans felt was wonderful, but Phoenix fans didn't feel so wonderful. So I showed her, and she was amazed that, you know, people could write something like that. And it was hate. But I said to her, I said, you know what? Unfortunately, that individual doesn't have any love inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
See, because it's not about black, white, whatever. It's about humanity. And I think we've gotten so far away from humanity today.
Yeah.
And that's why we have the issues that we have going on today.
Yes,
see,
exactly.
If we understand that is a human being, not that person has the latest in golf apparel and da, 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 da. No, that's a human being. Hey, let's do something that we haven't did in years. Let's ask someone how their day is going and look at them eye to eye when we ask them.
Yay, shake a hand too once in a while.
You know, exactly. So we've gotten so far away from those little things in life that now we become this ultra negative, this standoffish individual, or I can't stand the society that we're in right now. Because I'm not talking about the pandemic stuff. I'm talking about individuals that will walk by someone and not speak.
Right. All right. Right on. You are certainly passionate. I know, you know, it's time for us to go here.
What?
I know. Time flies by. They give us 5 minutes and we take 10. And now,
we
got in trouble. So, you know, you're approaching that retirement red zone. We call it 10 years before retirement, by the way. And I won't tell anybody what your next birthday is, but it's a big one, right?
It is.
It is.
And it's going to be a big banger.
Yes. I can only imagine how much fun this is going to be. I'm sure your wife has got a plan for you. Happy early birthday.
Thank you so much.
You got 10 years to, I say, don't screw it up before you actually really retire. So, you know what? We like planning. We like that game plan. It sounds like you're all about that. So thanks for all that you do and being here with us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Coffee Talk podcast. If you have questions or would like to begin the process of building a tailored retirement plan, call Zinnia Wealth at 803-368-3680 or find us online at zinniawealth.com.
Therese Rivers is an investment advisor representative of Zinnia Wealth Advisory, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Therese Rivers is licensed in your state, please contact their office. Zinnia Wealth Advisory, LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Any client experiences discussed during this show are unique to that client. They are not meant to imply or suggest you will experience the same results. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Therese Rivers, NPN Insurance License Number 8718011.